And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Mexa. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the Dana launch ramp across from SeaWorld. Come on down. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah,
a lot going on. And a big reason to be here, too, because, oh, there's so much to see. It's a lot going on. It's the big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. There, everything's on sale. We're going to try and drag Johnny in here to get, kind of give us some clues on what the real hot items are. But there's some great ones. I know everything's on sale in the store. And we have Gene Esterbrook from ECBT getting some freshwater knowledge here at the prime time for freshwater bass lakes here in Southern California. And then, of course, the one and only Ben Florentino from Coastal Charters, Shimano Pro Staffer, talking fishing and calicos. And, of course, those guys at 9:30 this morning, you want to stick around for that big seminar next door at Fast Lane Kayaks right here next to Dana Landing. Really great seminar with Afrin Abutin, Ben Florentino, Matt Moyer, and Corey Sandin. I'll be hosting the panel there. Wealth of knowledge. Always a fun time, right, Benny?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really, really good. And, boy, are we giving away some fantastic prizes this
Dude,
morning.
You are not kidding, man. Talk about opportunities. If you're down here, you got to step up to the microphone. See Tommy P here. See the cowboy. Let him know that you would like to ask a question this morning. We have just have a list of killer prizes. So everybody that steps up to the microphone is eligible to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing. We're going to give that away at the end of the show. We're also going to give away a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. We've got this killer $75 carving from Bob the Bone Carver, a Polynesian fish hook, a really, really cool
really
carving.
Nice. Ebony.
A, yeah, it's beautiful. Bob did a great job, so that's giving away.
That's a hard one to carve, man. Ebony's hard wood.
I would think so,
yeah.
Man. At least Bob the Bone Carver.
Yeah, he's a bone
out.
Carver. Yeah.
So a very great prize there. Again, those are all the stand-up microphone questions. In addition to that, we are also giving away a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses to one person that steps up to ask a question on the microphone. This pair is the Stingray, great pair of Maui Jims, super lightweight. It's a gloss black frame. It's got that killer bronze HCL lens color and that super thin Maui Jim glass. A great
Indeed.
Pair of Maui Jims.
See the cowboy over here, or Tommy P. Grab a card, and you're in the running. Step up to the mic, ask a question of our expert panel here. And that's good. Jim, come on up. Jim from CCA, Jim Salazar, who is the master of the Battle of the Bays. Tell us about it, Jim.
Battle of the Bays is back. Hey, Ricky. Round two. Hey, Benny.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, round two is back. We're going to do four events this year. It's a CCA fundraising kayak fishing tournament, May 5th here at Dana Landing. We're going to be up in, that'll be Cinco de Mayo, so we'll have some Mexican food and beer here for that one.
Sweet.
June 9th at King Harbor Yacht Club up in Santa Monica Bay. We'll be up at Channel Islands Harbor this year on June 30th.
Wow.
And then the final stop will be up in Dana Point on July 14th. We've got our Hobie sponsors. We've got four different dealers. Ron here at Fast Lane is our sponsor down here. They're each donating $1,000 in Hobie product for the top raffle prize for each
wow.
event. And a Pro Angler 12 will be presented to the Angler of the Year with the longest bag of bass in the four tournaments
wow.
at the Dana event. That's a $3,200 boat right there, you guys.
Yeah, that's
a pretty nice prize. We'll be utilizing the iAngler app like we did
yep.
for the Mighty Might thing. Jeff Mariani is giving away a four-day trip again
wow.
as a drawing prize for all participants. So you don't even have to catch a fish and win the tournament. You're still eligible for a four-day all-expense-paid trip to Cedros kayak fishing.
Wow.
Longest Bass is going to win a here in Mission Bay a $500 gift card from Mr. Generous himself, Steve Pernard, at Dana Landing here. And also the same thing for the Dana Point event. The two events up north, Santa Monica Bay events, will be a $500 gift card from Turner's for first place. Second place is a $250 Okuma gift card. Third place is a $125 Promar gift card. And fourth place is a $75 gift card for Hookup Baits.
Wow.
We've got a live fish or a big fish side pot again. Phoenix Rods, guys, is donating 4 rods for the first 20 anglers to sign up at each event. So this Mission Bay event, I think I already have 9 or 10 guys signed up. When I hit 20, I'm going to pick a drawing ticket. One of those first 20 guys is going to win himself a new Phoenix rod,
nice.
Inshore rod.
That's awesome. So they can sign up with you here, Jim?
They can sign up on www.battleofthebays.com. Go there. You'll find 4 buttons that you can click on, for one for each event. Or you can go to the iAngler tournament site and sign up there.
Fantastic. And what, but you can't sign up with you here. You have to do it online.
You have to do it online.
Okay, and but you have all the... But you have all the information.
I have all the information. We've got our brand new, really cool looking flyer.
Yeah, great flyer.
Came out
really
nice. Ricardo Holden up in Channel Islands did it for us.
Good job. Well,
came
thanks, Jim,
good.
For coming by this
Thank
morning.
You guys.
Appreciate it. And good luck with the Battle of the Bays. You're going to hear a lot more about
Thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
For sure. All right. Hey, Jim. Jim from National City. Where's Jim? I saw him earlier. There's Jim right there. Good morning, Jim.
What up, Jim?
Good morning, Jim.
How's everybody?
Doing great. Great. Nice to see you, Jim.
A couple of fish reports, if that's okay, I guess.
Go for
Send it.
Yeah.
Get right into that, Mike.
Yeah, Alan Clowers whacked him the other day at El Cap. You know, he likes to fish that bush hog. Carolina rig with a sliding sinker, egg sinker. He wants to disturb that sand or bump those rocks, and he fishes that big bush hog. I talked to his father the other day, and he got him real good. So those fish are starting to move up, like you were mentioning
like
earlier.
Like saying, yeah.
Good job putting his dope out. Excellent.
What's that?
I said, good job putting his bite out.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
I didn't tell you where he caught him. I just told you they're biting.
Yeah, but Al's not. He's not.
I know that. Yeah. I'm just messing
with you. And then the other report I got is from the San Diego, and of course, Booker's down at El Salta. But my buddies, the cook on the San Diego, they were down there yesterday with 7 passengers. They're going out there because it's really close. He says, my friends, the cook there, Doug Ante, and he was telling me there's so much bait. First they ran into a ton of mackerel. Then they ran into a bunch of fish they caught, all loaded with shrimp.
Shrimp?
Not squid, shrimp.
Green, then, it's red crab.
Then, no, shrimp.
Shrimp.
The regular shrimp.
Huh.
And then they caught a bunch with a bunch of red crab in them. Then they found a spot of squid, and one of the other boats got a bunch of squid and gave it. So they've had fresh squid.
That's out at the islands.
At the islands.
Wow.
He says there's a ton of bait. And what are those real little no-see-me's or whatever they're called?
Souries.
Souries? Souries, yeah. Tons of them around.
Wow.
He said, it is so close to go on. He said yellow's kind of popped up, but didn't want to really get with it.
Yeah.
But
that's good news, though.
They're catching nice reds, nice bottom fish. He gave me a real big
That's good.
But anyway, that's my deal. And
all right.
Yeah,
it's another great show by you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
for coming down to Dana Landing. Dave from Poway. Dave.
There's Dave.
Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. Come on down to take advantage of, I see a lot of people. I'm getting hungry now. For a breakfast sandwich from Dana Landing here. Hard to beat those.
Yeah. Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm blessed to go to Cedros Island next Labor Day.
Nice.
Wow.
Awesome.
Got hooked up with Corey and got some swim baits.
Awesome.
And a question for Benny. What would you say would be your ideal rod and reel rig for there? For calico, and what would you say the ideal rod and reel rig for yellowtail would be there?
I'll start with yellowtail. Tranks 500, 80-pound, 50, 60-pound fluorocarbon leader, no, hands down. And then for calico bass, Tranks 300 or 400, doesn't matter HG or not, 80M. And I think I have the 300 set up here with an HG. So if you want to take a look at that, you know, because this rod combination is versatile. You know, in the bays and that sort of thing, I throw it with the A-rig just because you might hook, you know, 4 3-pounders, 4 1-pounders, 4 5-pounders. You don't know. So I like that extra winching power, not so much for the speed, but more for the power. And, you know, there, if you're throwing a jerk, you could throw a jerk bait, a swim bait, a wax wing. That's how versatile that outfit is. You can throw any of them, any size. A weedless, a big swim bait. Heck, you could even throw a small surface iron with it if you really wanted to. But for Cedros, those would be my 2 number one choices for fishing down there.
You know, that Trax 300 is so versatile, you know, and Ricky said, take it to El Salto with you.
Absolutely.
You were so right, Rick, because that was perfect for throwing crankbaits.
Yep.
And the bigger baits, you know, the bigger baits that we were throwing for the bass and stuff like that, awesome, because you have the power and the cranking speed and everything.
You start throwing those 10XDs and things that have those big giant lifts on them, like, it will wear you out if you don't have a reel that's got significant torque.
And no question.
Torque is not something that's often worried about in a reel as small as a bass reel, but you start pulling those big giant baits through the water, it makes a big difference on your arm at the end of the day.
Yeah,
those things are digging. You addressed my question right there, Ricky. You know, what's going to be light enough to throw all day for 3 days in a row?
Sure.
You'd have the power to, you know.
Yeah, you're going to hook a yellow down there at some point.
I hooked the 40-pound yellow on that outfit on a Cold Sniper jerk in a 140 size. I got the fish. I had to work a little bit, but, you know, it happens, right? It happens down there a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast. And I think those, if you went down there with two outfits, that would definitely be the way to go.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Dave.
Thanks.
Have a great trip down to Dana Landing. And be sure to stick around for the seminar at 9:30 at Fastlane right next door.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, they're hooked. You'll be hooked, because they'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the very best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. And better yet, why don't you just come down today and see the guys and get hooked up with some of their great samples with Fish Pros The Market. You can purchase all the great smoke product, as well as purchase their tuna burgers at their shop at local farmers markets.
Or they have it right here.
Come on down right here to Dana Landing and check out Sean and the boys with Fish Pros The Market. So, with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, with that, we're going to talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just had the most fun. We were at Catalina for the last 4 days on the big boat, over there diving and fishing and making squid. And just absolutely insane. The water over there is super clean. Visibility is like 60, 70 feet. The squid is literally everywhere. From the west end to the east end, anywhere you throw your light over the side, the squid comes up. The best area, though, is that Lion's Head area. It's pretty instant. It's pretty quick. Before it was dark, we had the stuff under the boat. You could start scooping it right at gray. By the time it was dark, it was full speed float everywhere. But the big news is yesterday morning we ran off the island down towards the slide there, got about 3 miles off the island, and there was probably 10 to 15 spots of bluefish up on the surface, just tearing apart big schools of anchovies. Now, these weren't those giant bluefin, but they were like the 10 to 20-pound bluefin. We had not a piece of live bait on the boat. We had maybe 5 or 6 live squid in the tank, but they were little and they were real weak. We didn't have any way to catch these things. I looked at them, looked at plenty of them, trolled around, did our best to try to catch a fish. I don't have any fish to show in a picture, but I guarantee you there's a bunch of bluefin off that east end of Catalina, and someone's going to catch one here in the next week or so. We have a big wind event.
Right on.
We have a big wind event coming tomorrow, so hang on, relax for a minute, and then Tuesday it gets all buttery again, and someone's going to catch a bluefin here this week over at Catalina, I guarantee it.
That's so rad. What a cool opportunity. What a great report, Dave. And that's the reason that you stay linked up with guys like FishDope.com. Danny gets that information out. And, you know, when you're just sitting here waiting for the summer to happen, you don't realize that it is happening right there without you knowing that great information like at FishDope.com.
You bet. And $20 off a new membership at FishDope.com by just using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Dave, how do we go to Catalina with you for 4 days?
Give me a call at 949-374-0786. Or look up that new website I got going on, guys. It's pretty cool. You might want to get involved there. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can be involved in my new website. Check it out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Kelly and I are going to go hang out, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Awesome. Great job, Dave. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. See you later.
That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Terrafin has temperature, chlorophyll, and more, and it's the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great Step Up Mic questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at Dana Landing for the giant seminar, sale, bass, everything. It's going on here at Dana Landing in Fast Lane. We're having a great time.
Everything's on sale at Dana Landing. You want to come down and make some great deals, get inside Dana Landing. Outside, too, they've got some great deals outside, too. They're really almost giving stuff away.
Right.
Amazing. Ron Lane.
Yes, sir.
Fast Lane, are you guys set up, ready for the seminar at 9:30?
We are. We're ready.
Yeah, inside Dana Landing. Now, one thing I want to note is that Benny Florentino and our engineer Dick are sitting on kayak chairs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Most comfortable chair ever, and that's the
cool
one that comes standard in the pro anglers.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Is that amazing?
That works.
Comfy, yeah, you sit in a kayak on those chairs. Yeah.
Well, it's
pretty
a
awesome,
little easier though than getting people into the boat so you can just try it out, and they're the regular size chairs.
Oh, man. And then you can use them in a lawn chair.
Hey,
or a broadcast chair.
This event really took me by surprise. It's
this
going
awesome,
on.
Huh? There's a lot of people here.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that cracks me up is how generous Steve Pinard is.
Oh, right?
Joining
no,
that CCA deal. I mean, if you're
we
not
a gentleman,
member, you're
just
crazy.
Join a lifetime membership for $1,000 and gets a pick out
nice.
Any pair of
Maui
jewels.
Gyms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It took me by surprise. My guys at the shop have all joined CCA today.
That's
yeah,
right.
They should. Yeah.
Because
well, yeah,
they got paid to go join CCA.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good point. You know, and Wayne will tell you this. This is one of the best membership drives we have all year long. For CCA because of the generosity
well,
of Steve and Dana.
I don't know about you, but I don't have time to go to every meeting and to know who's trying to take my fishing
yeah.
rights away.
Yeah.
But they do.
Yeah.
So if I donate
That's
to them,
job.
I don't feel guilty.
There you go.
I mean, it's
All
just
right.
great.
There you
and
go.
They know what they're doing.
So 9:30, Fast Lane Kayaks. Come on in.
For an hour seminar. It's Fast and Furious.
Yep.
Hosted by...
Yeah, you and me.
That's it,
That's
baby.
That's right, yeah.
And then I got to tell you, a half an hour after that seminar ends, at 11 o'clock, Afrin's doing a kayak 101 on Mission Bay.
Really?
Oh,
right
nice.
Out here.
Right on
and,
the dock.
Yeah, and you can sit there with the guy who invented those baits that make the eelgrass jump off your lure, the sneaky ones, the ones that work in Mission Bay. And you can get all the top secrets
yeah.
from Afrin.
Yeah, like Benny has, right? And
oh,
you're gonna give
these guys know
yeah.
more about
Look at this thing, huh?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's a color, too.
Well, come on down. You're going to give it all away here. 9:30 this morning, Fast Lane Kayaks right inside Con, and it's free.
It's free.
Come on down. And then
come
we're going to eat well.
Well, yeah, Rory from Traeger's
yeah.
here. Whenever he comes, I start salivating.
Yeah, for sure.
Pavlovian thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Thanks
for coming
guys.
By, Ron. Appreciate that. Pablo, you're next up. Pablo from Chula Vista's here. Wants to talk squid.
What's up, Pablo?
Hey, morning. How you doing? Yeah, I heard, I guess last week or so, there were squid up in La Jolla. Is that still around, and whereabouts they've been finding it?
There was a little bit of bait to be had in La Jolla, but the bulk of it is pretty much all already vomitosed, and yeah, is no. Not to say that the guy couldn't get lucky and maybe find some or scratch a little pocket of it somewhere that's left over, but the bulk of it is no moss.
But we just heard Jim say that they're scooping some squid out
yeah.
of Coronado Island, so it's around.
Yeah, and I mean, cool. just because... You know, just because our boat or a couple buddies hadn't seen it in a couple of days doesn't mean it's not there either. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's it. Not, never say never, and there definitely was a little bit on the moon, as you would expect, but the bulk of it has boogied out of here.
Cool. Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Pablo, we'll
Thanks,
see you
Pablo.
At the seminar. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. Gary in San Diego. Gary, San Diego, are you around?
I know I saw Gary earlier, but he must be inside. Oh, there he is.
There's Gary.
Figured you were inside scoring
Gary.
Some deals.
Yeah.
What's up, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. I had a question. I know that Benny goes offshore and does a lot of the calico fishing. What's the biggest one you've caught?
Well, my PB, personal best, is 10-4
wow.
on a surface iron. Yeah. But let me tell you, this year in May, one of my guests got a 10-3 on a swim bait. And I've had...
Where was that?
San Clemente Island.
San Clemente Island.
And that day.
And
was
yours it. Came at San Clemente.
Mine came at San Clemente. I've had one guest catch it local, when I say local, Palos Verdes, in about 40 feet of water, and that was 10 and a quarter.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
I've had four caught with me since I've been doing this.
Yeah.
So
now, Alex caught a big one right off of Dana, right?
He did, yeah.
Alex, the sports bar.
Yeah, he did. He got 11-3.
Yeah.
Like
wow.
That. Now, I caught one in Dana pre-fishing for a tournament, but my scale was messed up. But, you know, the jig's this big. The fish was this wide and this big, so we presume it was about 11, but the scale didn't work, so I called it 8 and called it a day, but
yeah.
I'm still calling it over 10, but,
you
know, scale's no proof. So I've never caught one officially on the beach, so all my guys, you know, every time I see somebody catch one on the beach, I'm a little jealous about it.
That's cool.
You know, because you expect to catch them at the island, you expect, but...
So Gary, when you go on that Islander kayak trip, which I know you just signed up for on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the shop page, you can sign up for that Islander kayak trip in June, mid-June, day-and-a-half trip. That'll be your target, a 10-pounder at Clemente, huh?
Yeah. How do you know when to use iron and when to use plastic?
You know, if I can throw the iron anytime, you know, iron, kelp's laid down, good current, a little bit of bait, and you're catching, like, the day my guy got his set 10, we were catching straight 3 to 6 pounders. Every cast was 3 to 6, 3 to 6, a 7, 5. You know what I mean? It was right, and he just happened to be lucky. The day we caught it, the day I got mine, I had guests on the boat. They were fishing. Come on, make some casts. I go, no, I'm going to kick it. I just got through doing 10 in a row. Now I make a few casts. I made my second cast. I hung that fish. I almost bounced that fish in the boat because I thought, oh, it probably looks about 8. I'll just bounce it. They go, no, don't,
wow.
don't bounce it. You know, we'll net it. And anyways, you just it's if I can throw the iron, I'm going to throw it all day long. That's just me. You just never know. Got to keep the lure in the water, keep fishing. But if you're in an area you're catching good ones, fish something bigger. Just eliminate those small guys.
Big ones do like to eat the surface iron.
Oh, yeah. They love it. Oh,
what
man.
About that Colt Sniper jerkbait? I heard you talking a lot about catching big ones on that.
The 170, you know, my biggest on the 170 is 9.6
wow.
at Catalina.
Oh, man.
You know, so, again, big bait, big fish rule applies. You just got to commit to it. You know, my son just sent me a picture of a 6-pounder he caught on the beach like not even an hour ago. He's fishing a 9-inch weedless, and he's after one bite. He doesn't care about that. He wants one bite.
And you so, mean on the beach?
I mean, he's
from
standing.
The beach.
He took the picture kneeling on the rocks with the water behind him.
Oh,
so,
my.
Again,
awesome.
If you want a trophy, you got it. Freshwater yeah. bass. Guys, you know, my buddy Oliver with Big Bass Dreams, he's throwing a big bait for one bite.
That's it.
One bite. So you got to commit. So if you know, spend one day on the kayak trip. I mean, the worst thing you do is come in and have happy hour on the boat. I don't know. But
there you go.
Really go in and just put the time in. Place yourself in an area that, you know, may have some boilers, some kelp and current, and a little bit of bait.
Great. Pete, look forward to seeing you out there this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Islander kayak trip. We still have space available on it. It's going to go quickly, though. I know Ron's going to be there, yeah. And I'll be there, and it's always a fun event. Day and a half trip, and the Islander guys do such a great job on that trip. It's a fun time.
Thank
for
you.
For sure. All right. Thanks, Gary. Kevin from San Diego. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. Longtime listener. Hey, I just got a question.
You.
I know it's kind of controversial, but I just wonder, what is your guys' take on the proposed offshore drilling and its possible impact, good or bad, on our fishing?
Well, I don't have a take on it because I don't really know a lot about it. You guys?
No.
I have fallen in that same category.
Yeah.
I wish I was better informed. And
don't know.
I've watched the programs on television where they're
sure.
fishing by the – and there's great fishing by the rigs.
Sure.
And I just wondered if that would be good or bad for our California coast or,
yeah.
you know, how maybe your take was.
Yeah. yeah. I wish I could give you a better answer.
Okay.
I'm just not as informed
yeah.
as I would like to be.
Okay.
I couldn't give you a good one.
You have a take on it?
Yeah.
I'm torn.
Yeah.
I'm torn. I've grown up here. I love these pristine coasts. At the
yeah.
same time, you see the awesome fishing, and I would just hate to see our coast possibly get, you know, a spill or
sure.
something like that. So.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah
you,
no.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not real crazy about looking at an oil rig off
yeah,
the
yeah.
coast either. Yeah,
yeah.
That doesn't sound.
Well, thank you very
pleasant.
Much.
Yeah.
I appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank thanks
you.
A lot for coming down. All right. Let's see. I don't know.
Well, why don't we jump into the phones?
Yeah,
we've
go ahead
got
and jump into the
Kenny,
phones.
Who's calling from Hawaiian Gardens on the line right now. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Kenny.
Great.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got a whole bunch of old irons, you know, Taddy C, Taddy 45s, and a lot of them don't have any paint left on them. The hooks are looking a little shabby. I'm going to be going to Long Beach show. I'm not a fan of the split rings, but I want the solid rings. Where should I go to get that? To restore these jigs. I'm pretty handy with an airbrush, so I could handle the paint.
Just bring those things into Fisherman's Landing. I'll just swap them out for new ones. No problem. Yeah.
yeah.
They'll swap you out for brand new shiny ones. You don't even
have any
worry
old
about the
Starmans mixed in there, you know, some old candy bars, I'm sure somebody. But, you know, if you go to the guys that have the old antique lures and that sort of thing, I think they're from San Diego.
The two brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
The two brothers.
Yeah, they have information on how to get those done. If you go to Bloody Decks and post something there, I'm sure somebody will chime in and help you out with that. And I know it's not very expensive.
You have a guy at Fisherman's Landing that does for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little out of your hood, but if you ever wanted to make the trip down to San Diego, I mean, we certainly do that exact thing all the time. You know, you have a great jig and you don't want to – I'm with you. The split rings just – it's very difficult to make a split ring work on a surface iron because you've got to open the split so far to get it around the base of the lure.
Right.
It's just, you're almost better off using a real small split ring and attaching your hook – you know, to a split ring, to the existing welded ring. But yeah, if you ever wanted to come down, man, we do it absolutely all the time.
And there's probably some tackle stores around your area that would have a contact to do that too.
I would think so. You know, I mean, you just got a guy, you know, somebody that's good at brazing a ring on there, and away you go.
Go into the local tackle store, ask around.
Yeah.
You may as what you find. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Is there somebody here named Driveway?
I hear a lot of Driveway Dave out there.
Oh, Driveway. It just says Driveway. That's like, what? Yeah, that's Driveway Dave. Look at that.
Look at that. The reason why, because my boat sat in my driveway. My buddies named me that. Pray for Mike, sir. And I'm curious about the bass. And after 14 inches limit now, has that helped tremendously with the spawning and the new fingerling?
That's a good question. What do you guys take on that?
Well, you know, I release a lot of that 12 to 13 inch fish, so my take on it, it's very, very good. You know, originally I was skeptical about it, but it's been very, very healthy. And if you look at some of the fish counts, a lot of the landings are really good about posting how many they release versus how many actually take. And a majority of that could be legal fish. So, you know, when you see 225 released on a half day and 67, you know, counted for, that's almost 300 bass caught in a half-day trip. That's pretty darn good.
That's
fishing.
A lot of bass.
That is good.
You know
especially
what I mean?
Especially this time of the year. Right?
Yeah. As far as population goes, that just can't – it cannot hurt anything, you know? I mean, as far as the reality of what the numbers are, I don't think any of us could know, but there's just no way that keeping those fish able to spawn for multiple more years at a time, there's no way that's not a good thing.
How is that not a good
thing? Yeah, totally.
For sure. Yep. Just to get better and better every year.
I wish they would have had a slot limit, though.
I agree.
You know, slot limit would be really, really helpful. That's what I proposed.
So, like 14 to 18?
14 to 18 would be good.
Yeah.
You're talking
so
you'd
release
three
those
four
big
pounds.
Ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Someday, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just like Louisiana did with the redfish.
Exactly.
And look, they have the best red fishery in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, They did that a long time ago, and it
which
worked
was
out well.
Smart.
And look what it's done for their tourism and everything about it, for sure. People,
I go every other year.
it's a destination fishing zone.
I think that would be met with such little resistance, too. You know,
I totally agree.
I don't think that there would be – I mean, obviously, there's always going to be a couple of guys, but I just think overall, I just don't ever think there'd be much resistance.
Yeah. People would still be stoked to catch a 10-pound gallipot.
Oh, my God. I mean, even a 5-pound.
Yeah. Take a picture and release it.
Yeah, and I have that general rule on my boat. I mean, everybody legally has the right to that owns a license can keep fish. It's only 5,
right.
You know, and you have 2 anglers, that's 10. But most the general rule is anything over 4 pounds, we're going to release. Take a good photo and release it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so be it. And they're all really good about it.
Well,
so,
I got an idea. It's Saturday of the Fred Hall Long Beach Show at our live broadcast at Hyatt Regency Hotel. Director Chuck Bonham will be on the show. Let's nail him.
Yep.
Let's come on,
I like
man.
That. I
huh?
like that. Yeah.
How about a slot limit? And you know, Chuck's done some good things, but he's such a politician. we'll give him the thing, and he'll dance right around, all, like a big circle around.
He's gonna pander a little
like
bit.
That. Oh yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, that's an excellent idea. We should look into that.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
I don't disagree with you one bit. I think that's an excellent discussion.
But anyway, maybe if we get a whole panel, they just say, "How about it, Chuck? Come on, 18 inches,
slot limit."
Yeah. Hey, Richard in Monrovia. Richard, there he is.
What's up,
Thanks
Richard?
For coming down from Monrovia. Appreciate that.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Got here half an hour ago. So,
all right.
Hey, so I was going through my bay gear because I've been fishing it for a few years, and my spinning reels are getting a little sticky. So looking at like how the Torium is, where the Torium is that great mid-price range, phenomenal product, what is there in a spinning reel for bay bass fishing, you know, that is out right now that's got that really good middle-level big bang for your buck?
Sedona 2500. I mean, $70.
Yeah.
$70. Great reel.
Yeah. Smooth, good looking, good drags.
Yep. Yeah. Beat it up. You know, you drag it in the sand, rinse it off, it's good to go. Yep.
Do you know any input on that?
No, I agree.
That's the one.
If you're going to be putting them in salt water, you know, regularly like that, you know.
It's in the kayak.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Sedona or Sahara.
Sahara, right.
Yeah, I would absolutely concur with that.
If you were talking about the same price point as a Torium, I really like that Stratic CI4.
Yep.
It's lightweight. Ooh, it's really
nice
smooth.
Reel.
It's a carbon fiber body.
2,500
so
size?
Yeah, 2,500 to 4,000 size reel. You know, you're going to be spending about the same money as you would on a Torium HG. A little more spendy than a Sedona, but a great reel.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing.
All right. Why don't we jump into the phones? Talk to Antonio. Call us from Riverside this morning. What's up, Antonio? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Doing great.
Hey, I just want to call in and say some good words about Ben. Ben right there. I went out on a charter with him and proposed to my girlfriend on his Ranger.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Hey,
how's it going? That was an awesome trip. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, just so much fun. Just from the beginning, as soon as we stepped on the boat, it was just such a good time with Ben.
That's awesome, Antonio. Well done.
Yeah, and that's what you do. Coastal charters, you take people out and maybe even have a proposal now and then.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, the fishing wasn't so bad either. That day was just phenomenal. And when I turned around and the sun was going down and he was down on one knee, she turned around. The whole story goes was somehow my battery was dead and I had just called Vessel Assist. It's going to be an hour and a half to get me. So she was, you know, his fiance was a little bummed that, you know, it's going to be there for a while. And it's already near dark. It's December and it's getting dark. So.
And this is a coastal trip?
This is Catalina.
Oh, you're Catalina. Wow.
And the wind's coming up. And so I called, and he was really good about disguising the proposal because he goes, oh, well, we had some fish in the well to take photos, the bigger ones. So he goes, yeah, turn around, you know, release it real slow so the GoPro gets it. Yeah. So she does it. No, hold it there. Then he pulls the ring out, and as she turned around, she's like stopped. Of course, I'm stressing out about getting the boat started, right? And it all went down, and then it got real emotional with those two. But it was a first.
That's
I don't know if anybody else has had a proposal on their skiff, but that was an awesome trip. They're a great couple, and boy, they fish really hard all day. And the bite was just, I mean, over 100 bass. It was just
that's
incredible.
That's awesome, Antonio.
Great story.
What a great story. Yeah. And when's the wedding?
It's actually next April, 2019.
Nice.
Very
boy.
Good. All
nice.
Right. Well, awesome. Congratulations and nice job there. Appreciate
That's
the
cool.
call this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks so much,
awesome.
Antonio.
Thank
Appreciate
Thank
it, man.
You.
Craig in San Marcos. Craig, you still hanging around here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay? Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay. Hey, Craig.
Enjoy your show very much.
Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You very much.
Hey, I'm planning a trip down up to Alaska with me and my 17-year-old son this summer. Never been.
Awesome.
I'm thinking about salmon and halibut. So I was wondering if you know, would you recommend going to one location or are there a couple locations? What's your advice?
Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Great spot.
Easy to get to. It's in southeast Alaska. It's beautiful. You just don't need to really worry. We were talking about it yesterday. You really don't need to worry about bringing any gear. I mean, tackle, rods and reels to rain gear to boots and everything. It's a very, very easy to travel to place and a full rad Alaska experience. It's a really good spot.
And the other thing, too, is it's affordable by Alaska standards.
Right.
Everything
yes.
in Alaska is expensive,
but
the Kingfisher value is like no other. That's the thing about Kingfisher. Now, your son's a good salty guy. He can handle the ocean
so.
And stuff because Sitka can get rough. I mean, there's some weather there. It's an open ocean, but that's why the fishing's so great.
Great.
So,
and will they be at Fred Hall, do you know?
Yes, he'll be right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Seth and the guys, Kingfisher, and then Seth will be our guest on the show that Saturday from the Hyatt of there. But Ricky and I have been there how many times? This will be our
22nd
year there.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's awesome. Ask Steve Pinard. He goes every other year with me. And I mean, it's a great operation and by Alaska standards, it's a super value.
And
too.
I'll speak That's to that great. 20-year thing. It's very similar to Rancho Leonero in that the operation has changed very little in 20 years, only other than very small tweaks, all for the better. You know,
little
more comfortable room, but the overall style and food and care and all that stuff, it's been the same for 20 years. Sitka is an extremely popular destination in southeast Alaska, and they have been the number one in that place for a long time just for that reason. They're affordable, really good care, really good service, and you don't need to bring anything other than you and your boy to go have a rad time. It's awesome. I go with my dad every single year. Our Let's Talk Hookup trip is over Father's Day, and it's been a 20-year tradition now. It's awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then you time yourself with the salmon runs. Like we go when the king salmon are there. The halibut are always there. Rockfish are always there. And then, you know, silver salmon in August is a great time to go there because you get numbers, lots of numbers. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
And they probably have space available
it.
This year if you want to go in August.
Great.
For sure.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right.
Good luck, man. Have a great time.
Thanks for coming down. All right, Janice in San Clemente is next up on the mic. Good morning, Janice. Yourself. Thanks for coming down. Here comes Janice.
Hey, what's up, Janice?
She has a white sea bass question.
Yeah, I have a white sea bass. For what would be better, bait or artificials, and what kind of rig would be best?
Guys, what do you think?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Gene.
I've only really fished them with bait, to be honest. You know, jig head and bait, but...
squid.
Yeah, squid.
There's no denying.
Yeah, I'm being straight. No artificial, really. I mean, I've caught them incidentally on, like, jerk baits and stuff like that, smaller ones, but usually fish them with bait.
I know in our area, mackerel on the cheeseburger rig works really good. That was like the... And cheeseburger is just a big spoon with a mackerel on it. And then also on the balloons, but I'm in the same boat. I leave it up to the professionals like Brandon and other guys that sit there all night till the bite time.
Yeah.
I mean, we caught a 50 plus pounder last year on a surface iron and a 40 plus pounder on a jerk bait. Again, those are all incidentals, and I've always caught them on artificials, and I've caught them a few times on squid. Knowing the time, go there, get your one, and leave.
Right.
But bait seems to be the deal.
But what about a rig? I mean, are you using casting, spinning? What kind of rod are you using?
You can go either way. You know, if you're fishing live bait, like a mackerel, you know, a tunnis, probably 6,000, 50,
what's
65.
Spinning reel, right?
Yeah, spinning reel, spinning. Casting, Trinidad 20 or 16.
Yep.
16 seems to be the deal. 16 on a medium, heavy, medium rod. Yep.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Janice, for coming down. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out all these great prizes. We're giving away gift cards and Maui gyms and all kinds of great info. You stay tuned, guys. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall. And I'm honored to tell you about the 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big winner. Congratulations. Two tickets going to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show March 7th through the 11th at Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to Antonio in Riverside. Antonio, congratulations. Appreciate the call very much.
All right, and Tony from San Marcos won the Maui Jim sunglasses. Les from Rancho Bernardo won the Danny Landing $50 gift card. And Roy B. won the $50 from ECBT. And
Richard from Monrovia, Richard, got that killer
that
bone carving.
Killer bone carving from the bone carver there. Hey, thanks to everybody for coming down. Thanks to Benny Florentino. Benny, somebody wants to go fishing with you, like me, love fishing with Benny Florentino on Coastal Charters.
Okay, phone number 310-779-0397. Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com. Instagram, coastal_charters. Look forward to having you aboard.
Yeah, and then come on down to the seminar here at 9:30, and you'll be here on the panel and then hanging around part of the morning here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Gene, ECBT, great job. You've brought a new wave to ECBT out there in East County
great.
Bait and Tackle.
So stoked you're back.
How do we
Thanks,
find
bro.
You at East County Bait and Tackle?
You can give us a call at 619-390-9112. We're located at 10137 Main Avenue in Lakeside, California. You can send me an email at gene@eastcountybaitandtackle.com or just give us a call.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, here at Dana Landing, big sale going on all day
yep.
today. All the deals here. And you want to grab up all the deals you can today at Dana Landing. We're going to be around most of the morning here through early afternoon. Don't forget lunch from Traeger is free, and then beer from Ballast Point, free. Free
nice.
Seminar at 9:30 this morning right inside Fastlane Kayaks right next door. And then all the booths out here.
Yeah, one day
yeah,
only.
Come
down.
It's just,
You're crazy not to be
yeah.
here at Dana Landing
Come
today.
On down today, this morning. It's going to be going on through early afternoon. And thanks a lot to Dick and Isaiah, our extraordinary engineers here, for doing this live broadcast. Thanks to the Cowboy and Tommy P. for doing all that they do for Let's Talk Hookup. And thanks to Adam in the studio there. And we will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, some guy named Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You know him, right?
I know that guy.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be talking Fred Hall tackle sign. And then next Sunday, Captain Franco Presti and Kathy from Rollo Kids and the Royal Flares will be here to talk about all the stuff for Rollo Kids and, of course, the Royal Players. Frank's on the trip right now. I'm sure he'll have some fresh information. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing today. We'll see you next week right back here, Mighty 1090.